Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we're very happy with today's theme. It's all about food. We're going to be looking at things that are on a musical menu.
And we're going to start by going out because that'll save me doing dirty dishes.
Be like you do dishes.
And I think we were going to go to the Double Cup Diner. And it's called the Double Cup because the second cup of coffee is free. We're going to hear the menu song from Pump Boys and Dinettes, a limited cast musical, and the songs were all written by cast members. The two ladies who are singing the song, Deborah Monk and Cass Morgan, are also the composers. So here's the menu song.
Good food, an atmosphere.
Oh yeah.
We got sweet potato fries and homemade beer. Spoon bread,
yum.
Butter beans and corn.
Yum.
You've been living on them since you were born. Y'all come down to the Double Cup. You want everything you see. Y'all come down to the Double Cup, where the second cup's on me. We got pecan pie and biscuits, fresh fish from over yonder. Come down, we'll fill you up. It's on Highway 57 Paradise. Cheese grits.
Yes, ma'am.
How about some barbecue?
All right.
My sis and I will take good care of you. You want the succotash?
Well,
a cup of soup to start.
Good.
Our menu is a roadmap to your heart. We keep the whole place spick and span.
From Pump Boys and Dinettes, you heard the menu song, sung by Deborah Monk and Cass Morgan.
In our home, we usually cook in, but you can figure out between the two of us who does the shopping. Yes, moi. We have a song from a television cast musical of Aladdin by Cole Porter, and here is Cyril Richard with the male chorus to sing about shopping. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking.
If you want a fancy fan, or a turkey born in Turkestan, or a slave that's awfully African, or a teapot early Ming, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite, or a pup to keep you up at night, or a dwarf who used to know Snow White, or a frog who loves to sing, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. Sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade, or an egg that's more or less decayed, or in case you care to meet a maid for a nice but naughty fling,
Come to the supermarket. If you come on a pony, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. Gong to beat, or a rickshaw with a sassy seat, or a painting slightly indiscreet that is simply riveting. Come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want some calico, or a gentle water buffalo, or a glowworm guaranteed to glow, or a cloak inclined to cling, come to the supermarket in Old Peking.
Bird's nest soup,
seaweed soup,
noodle soup,
poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you want to buy a saw, or a fish delicious when it's raw, or a pill to kill your mother-in-law, or a bee without a sting,
come to the supermarket.
If you come on the camel, you can park it, so come to the supermarket and see me.
We just went to the supermarket in Old Peking with Cyril Richard and the Male Chorus from Cole Porter's Aladdin.
Well, I would like to stop at the liquor store and get something to drink. And we have a very interesting song from an unproduced musical called Malpractice Makes Perfect, written by Sheldon Harnick. And this comes from that wonderful Harbinger set called Sheldon Harnick Lost Treasures. The name of the song is Wine, 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 and it's sung by Brian D'Arcy James.
A laboring man needs more than mere sustenance. He needs nourishment. Besides, this wood is exceptionally salty, don't you think? Of course you do. Hail to thee, true and faithful companion, ever generous, ever dependable, never demanding. Wine, not bread, is the staff of life. It brings more comfort than child or wife. Come strain, come stress, come storm, come strife, give me wine, wine, wine. Life is not what we think 'twill be. Rife with grief and perplexity. To build a wall 'twixt life and me, give me wine, wine, wine. Red wine, white wine, strong wine, light wine, sweet wine, dry wine, your wine, my wine, let it be cheap or fine, long as it's wine, wine, wine. Love will melt like an April snow, and life is not but a tale of woe. We wake, we work, we sleep, and so give me wine, wine, wine. Hopes dissolve into heaps of dust. Dreams decay and ambitions rust. Since life's unjust and drink we must, give me wine, wine, wine. Red wine, white wine, strong wine, light wine, sweet wine, dry wine, your wine, my wine. Blessed be the noble vine, mother of wine, wine, wine.
You heard Brian D'Arcy James sing Wine, Wine, Wine from the unproduced musical Malpractice Makes Perfect.
One cannot expect that food will just fall into one's lap, so one may have to prepare or do something to get that meal. We have a song about it from the boys from Syracuse. Here are Rebecca Luker, Debbie Gravitt, and Sarah Uriarte Berry to sing Sing for Your Supper.
And you'll get dinner, dine with wine of choice. If romance is in your voice, I heard from wise canary trilling makes you willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper, and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread. It's sad. So sing and you'll be fed. Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat if the song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice. If you dance.
So be prepared to sing for your supper, as Rebecca Luker, Debbie Gravitt, and Sarah Oriarty Berry did from The Boys from Syracuse.
The first time I visited my sister in Florida and her family, I asked my great-nephew if he knew what we were all having for dinner. And he said, oh, of course I know what we're having. We're having food. And I guess that was a good answer. And it put me in the mind of a song from Oliver. In fact, it's the opening song of the show. The boys' chorus will perform from the original Broadway cast, Food, Glorious Food.
Is it worth the waiting for? If we live till 84, all we ever get is gruel. Every day we say a prayer. Will they change the bill of fare? Still we get the same old gruel. There's not a crust, not a crumb. Can we find, can we beg, can we borrow a cat? But there's nothing to stop us from getting a thrill when we all close our eyes and imagine food, glorious food, hot sausage and mustard.
The Orphan Boys Chorus from the original cast of Oliver on Broadway sang Food, Glorious Food.
Everybody loves a big party with lots of food, and we're going to one now in the Napa Valley with the cast of The Most Happy Fella. Here are Rico Froelich, Arthur Rubin, and John Henson to sing Abbondanza.
Hey, Cheech! Giuseppe!
La frutta!
Fiori, fiori, fiori,
From the original cast of Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella, that was Rico Froehlich, Arthur Rubin, and John Henson with Abbondanza.
While some of us are wallowing in abundance, Shirley Temple, in a film called Curly Top, is willing to settle for a great deal less. She'd like to have some animal crackers in my soup. And this comes from a CD called Shirley Temple, Little Miss Wonderful.
Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through, wahoo, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him under the ground. Then I bite him in a million bits, and I go pull him right down. When they're inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup. Animal crackers in my soup do funny things to me. They make me think my neighborhood is a big menagerie. For instance, there's our janitor. His name is Mr. Klein. And when he hollers at us kids, he reminds me of the lion. The grocer is so big and fat, he has a big mustache. He looks just like Walrus just before he takes a splash. Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right through a hoop, those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the big bad wolf, I just push him under to ground. Then I bite him in a million bits, and I go pull him right down. When they're inside me where it's dark, I walk around like Noah's Ark. I stuff my tummy like a goop with animal crackers in my soup.
From a film called Curly Top, Little Miss Shirley Temple sang Animal Crackers in My Soup.
Ted is always yelling at me because I force vegetables on him. He does not like vegetables, most vegetables. So he chose this song and gave it to me in retaliation, although I love the song very much, so it didn't work. From the Fantastics, we'll hear William Larson and Hugh Thomas sing Plant a Radish.
Never any doubt. That's why I love vegetables. You know what you're about. Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two.
That's why I love vegetables.
You know that they'll come through. They're dependable.
They're befriendable.
They're the best pal a parent's ever known. While with children,
it's bewildering.
You don't know until the seed is nearly grown
just what you sown.
So plant a carrot,
get a carrot,
not a Brussels sprout. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is merry
if it's very
vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man.
Plant a beanstalk, get a beanstalk just the same as jam. Then if you don't like it, you can always take it back.
But if your issue doesn't kiss you, then I wish you luck. For once you planted children, you're absolutely stuck.
Every turn green, every kidney bean, every plant grows according to the plot.
While with progeny,
it's hodgepodgeny. For as soon as you think you know what kind you've got, it's what they're not. So plant a cabbage, get the cabbage,
not a sauerkraut.
That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is merry if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man.
A vegetarian.
Very merry vegetarian.
Although I have never forced a radish on Ted, and I do make a mean radish rose thanks to my mother and the 1950s habit of ornamenting food. That was William Larson and Hugh Thomas from the Fantastics with Plant a Radish. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a program entitled What's on the Menu? Songs About Food on the Dress Circle.
One of our recent acquisitions was the original cast recording of a musical called Das Barbecue. And that show retells the story of Wagner's Ring as it would be done by country and Western performers. There's a wonderful song in the score, and it's called Making Guacamole, which is one of my favorite things. That song, which is just a metaphor for getting through the day, is sung by Julie Johnson and Jerry McGarity, one of the show's secondary couples.
The big events that life presents are few and far between. Like a wedding date to punctuate the otherwise routine.
From ice to ice,
from dust to dust,
there's life and death,
there's love and lust.
There's God above in whom we trust.
And after that, the rest is just.
Just?
Just?
Just.
Making guacamole and getting through the day. I'm making guacamole and whiling time away. To a merry life of high fidelity
is a mortar and a pestle
and a simple recipe.
So should I be looking in the joy of sex or joy of cooking?
Look inside a cookbook under G.
Why G? For Gertrude?
No, for guacamole. Scratch and you'll agree, it's a hell of a delicacy.
Let's see now. Caviar's too fishy.
Yep, and truffles are for pigs.
And a Texan just won't go for no prosciutto over figs.
But there's a great confection that every Texan digs.
Y'all, I think I'm finally with you.
Then what do you say? You take it away.
Texan can live solely on a bowl of guacamole.
Start making guacamole, and what'll come to pass?
A view of life that's solely sink your rosy glass.
It seems to me it had to be a Texan man who said,
instead of daily bread.
So if your husband says, I want a little taste of pure nirvana,
don't go slipping off your negligee.
Why not?
'Cause he only wants some guacamole. There's long neck beer,
the national brew.
But nothing holds a candle to
the goo.
It's true. It's waka 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 mole. Spelled
G U
A C
A
M O.
One of our recent acquisitions, which we'll be highlighting on the next acquisitions program, the original cast recording of Das Barbecue, you heard Julie Johnson and Jerry McGarity sing Making Guacamole.
Now, Ted's motto in life is, life is uncertain, eat dessert first. So we're getting into an area of maybe some foreign foods that are now part of the American diet, but he put the dessert before the others, as always. We're going to Kismet by Borodin, although he didn't know he was writing a musical, and Wright and Forrest. Joan Diener and Alfred Drake in the chorus sing about a lovely treat, and if you ever tell me that I would like a sweet made with rose water, I would have told you you were crazy, but I do love Turkish delight, and here it's called Rahatla Kum.
Shall we begin service? What shall be the subject of our erotic discourse?
Shall we discuss the nature of virtue?
Think, ladies, cogitate, sharpen up the edges of your wit.
Virtue is the purest lily Allah ever grew.
Virtue is the spotless fruit upon the tree of character.
Virtue is its own reward.
Virtue is the pathway to paradise. Virtue is the road from doom. Virtue is the foe of depravity, barricade to hell's dark cavity. Virtue is the nectar celestial. Virtue is divine perfume. Virtue is the God's own ambrosia. Virtue is
Rahat Lakum.
Rahat Lakum.
And
and what doth he lack?
Rahatlakum. 'Tis sweet with the meat of the lychee nut, combined with a kumquat rind, the kind of confection to drive a man out of his Mesopotamian mind.
And lo, if my lord feeleth faithless, and roameth by night from his room, his handmaiden fanneth her fires, and out of her path riseth a tantalizing perfume.
He scenteth the scent, he turneth his face, his previous place in her embrace he doth resume.
And love is in bloom, the wine they consume.
Dessert as a Metaphor for Love, Rahad Lakum, performed by Joan Diener, Alfred Drake, in the chorus from Kismet.
When I was a child, one of our great family treats was going to our local Chinese restaurant, and my mother always ordered chop suey, and she thought, those Asians can really cook. Then I found out chop suey was invented in San Francisco. But there is a song in Flower Drum Song called Chop Suey, and here it's sung by Juanita Hall, Patrick Adiarte, and the chorus.
Chop suey, chop suey. Living here is very much like chop suey. Hula hoops and nuclear war, Dr. Salk and Georgia Gabor, Harry Truman, Truman Capote, and Dewey. Chop suey,
chop suey.
Stars are drifting overhead, birds and worms have gone to bed. Men work late in laboratories, others read detective stories. Some are roaming round the country, others sit beneath just one tree. Tonight on TV's Late Late Show, you can look at Clara Bow.
Chop suey, chop suey. Good and bad, intelligent, mad and screwy.
Violins and trumpets and drums, take it all the way that it comes. Sad and funny, sour and honey-dewy.
Chop suey.
Ballpoint pens and filter tips, lipsticks and potato chips.
In the dampest kind of heat wave, you can give your hair a neat wave.
Hear that lovely La Paloma, lullaby by Pericoma. Dreaming in my maiden form bra, dreamed I danced the cha-cha-cha. Sheds a light all over the land.
Boston, Austin, Wichita, and St. Louis.
Chop suey.
Chop suey. Chop suey. Chop suey. Chop suey.
From the original Broadway cast of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Flower Drum Song, Juanita Hall, Patrick Adiarte, and the chorus sang Chop Suey.
You're lucky you had a Chinese restaurant. We did not have them near me where I grew up, And we got our chop suey first out of that two-part can. And it was absolutely disgusting. Well, let's go to something that's not disgusting, and that's spaghetti, especially my spaghetti. We're going to one of Ted's favorite musicals, and that's A Night in Venice, as done at the Jones Beach Marina Theater. Here we have Enzo Stuarti, Thomas Haywood, and the chorus to sing the spaghetti song.
Spaghetti, spaghetti, the world's finest spaghetti, by Papa Coda spaghetti.
Hey, Papa Coda!
Oh, Captain Mario, what can I do for you?
I want you to go to Senator DeLacqua's house and tell Nina that I'll be waiting for her on my gondola tonight at 9.
Gladly, Captain Mario. As soon as I've done a little business with my spaghetti, that's a nice.
That's a nice.
Now the day is done and the breeze is blend. Now the evening sun gets a little spent.
I will agree, but without me, where would you be? Without me, where would you be? You may know how to build palaces and bridges, but it takes a Neapolitan to make spaghetti. I cannot blame you native sons for doting on your city. I would be the worst of simpletons to say it isn't pretty. Your Venice has a lot of things which make it quite prodigious. Canals, lagoons, and gondolas, its palaces and bridges. But one thing more is missing, a thing which makes you think. The world's supreme spaghetti cook, and I'm your missing link, your missing link. Just be happy that I came, now I will make your town a name. I'll put some feathers in your cap, and put your Venice on the map. You wait and see. If you want to get rid of your troubles, eat spaghetti, eat spaghetti, eat spaghetti with me.
If you want to get rid of your troubles,
eat spaghetti, eat spaghetti, eat spaghetti, Papacotta style,
with me.
From A Night in Venice, that was Enzo Stuarti, Thomas Haywood, and the chorus with the spaghetti song.
Well, let's go to laid-back, sophisticated California, where capped teeth and Caesar salad are among the qualities of life. It's sung by Marty Webb, who did this as a TV musical originally, and the voice she speaks to on the phone belongs to Elaine Stritch.
Caesar salad, good old Beverly Hills. With every deal that's done, an award is won. You can rent a car or rent a star. Suntans and Sunday brunches, sprinkler, sprinkle away. Careers are being hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day. Capped teeth and Caesar salad, spotless Beverly Hills. If someone takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valet bargain, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Digwood's office? No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Cat teeth and Caesar salad, rhyme time Beverly Hills. The cost of land so high you can't afford to die. When you feel bad there you dial a prayer. Earthquakes and English muffins, ulcers popping away. It's like a fairy tale, long as you don't inhale, I'll call you back and have a nice day. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
From Tell Me on a Sunday, an original TV musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Don Black, which became the first half of Song and Dance, you heard Marty Webb and Elaine Stritch with Cap Teeth and Caesar Salad.
One does the best with what one has, but sometimes it just isn't any good. And that's our next song from Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. Here's Angela Lansbury with The Worst Pies in London.
A customer! What? What you rush? What you hurry? He gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we are the plague? From the way that people keep affording, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but grasping. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat. Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop. Does a business, but I've noticed something weird. All our neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to wind it to a what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, them pussy cats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more is than just revolting. All greasy and gritty, it looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
The title character in the current hit Waitress, playing in both New York and London, is a waitress and a pie chef, and she makes some very interesting combinations. From the original Broadway cast recording of Waitress, we're going to hear Jesse Muller tell us what baking can do.
And it washes off of all the dirty dishes.
Well, we do have to have dessert. We're at the end of the program, and if there's one thing that Ted and I do agree on, even in flavors, which is surprising, is that ice cream is good for dessert. In fact, ice cream is good at any time of the day. We're going to go to She Loves Me by Bach and Harnick and Barbara Cook singing Ice Cream.
Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will laugh at last night someday. Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream, imagine that. Ice cream, and for the first time we were together. I'm simply stunned. Will wonders never cease? It's been a most peculiar day. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? Oh, where was I? I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will have last night someday. I sat there waiting in that cafe, and never guessing that you were fat, that you were near. You were outside looking bald. Oh, my. Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it, but even so, that George is not like this George. This is a new George that I don't know. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, for right before my eyes, a man that I despise has turned into a man I like. It's almost like a dream, and strange as it may seem, he came to offer me.
Sadly, we don't have enough time to have another cup of coffee and a piece of pie, which was the last thing on our list today. But we might have to revisit this in the future. We had fun. We hope you enjoyed our look today at what's on the menu, and that you'll join us next week, because guess what? We're entering in the month of April, and if you haven't done your taxes yet, you better get started. Until next week and songs from the shows of April, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.